There was much egg across many faces early this week. In the wake of the Bondi terror attacks, the egging crisis, the anti-Semitic egging terror attacks. It was a terror attack because everything is branded a terror attack these days. Graffiti, spray paint, hurty feelings. The member for Wentworth was shocked and appalled. "We will not give in to terror," said Allegra Spender. "We are sick of these anti-Semitic attacks, including the physical attack on young women in Bondi this weekend." And then Tuesday, the following day. "Today, both the House and Senate have unanimously backed my motion, unequivocally condemning the appalling rise of anti-Semitism in Australia. These motions send a clear message from all federal parliamentarians that we stand together against anti-Semitism." The whole parliament joined in outrage. It's rare for an independent member of parliament to rally support for a private member's bill. Extremely rare. The problem is, it was not anti-Semitism. As it turned out, the police declared that the terror attacks were a couple of teenagers joyriding in mum's car, a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old, doing what teenagers do, egging rando people on the side of the road. Disgraceful practice. A disgraceful practice, egging. Vile, depraved. We don't even know if the egging victims were Jewish. That didn't matter. It was too late. And so it is that hate speech laws in Australia were ramped up. A further attack on free speech. There will be more. Don't you worry about that. I don't like the internet. The war on woke drags on. Our old mate Ben Fordham, Benny Fordham, leading the charge against the woke beer. Yes, Great Northern had the cheek, the hide, to partner with a Parks and Wildlife group in a beer campaign. Can't have any of that environmentally stuff. "An Aussie beer company has learnt a lesson the hard way," declared Ben. "Great Northern has been forced to backflip on a new campaign." It comes after customers threatened to boycott the brand over the move. It's wildlife stuff. It's woke. Evil woke. The media briefly deviated, meanwhile, from its routine of Peter Dutton says, as Albo was forced into a new response to questions, given Donald Trump's every move, and Albo's asked what he thinks.
"The US will take over and own the Gaza Strip. Do you support that position, Prime Minister?"
"Well, I've said before that I don't intend to have a running commentary on the President of the United States' statements."
He won't be giving running commentary. But the ABC's Patricia Cavalis, she will be giving running commentary, and she sallied forth with the story this week about Peter Dutton blowing the man whistle. "Is Peter Dutton blowing the man whistle?" inquired Patricia. Shocking accusation for Peter, which led to much debate online over whether Peter Dutton was in fact a blower of the man whistle or not. Something which could cause a backlash, a voter backlash in Peter's Queensland seat of Dixon. Peter's response? Well, he played it low key.
"We're going to take you to Canberra's Parliament House now, where opposition leader Peter Dutton is speaking ahead of Parliament returning. Okay, it looks like we're having some technical issues bringing that to you, so we'll move on. We will come back to that."
Played it low-key this time. But the ABC was in more of a pickle, of course, this week, as its court case against a former employee, as its court case against Antoinette Latouf played out in the public domain. They're really doing their best, the old ABC, to cave into foreign lobbyists and shine a light on it, show how craven they all are. The Lawyers for Israel complaints, yes, lawyers for a foreign government. If there was any doubt that Ita Buttrose and her team had caved in before, there was no doubt now. It was all aired in court, all the little complaints. Why did they opt to fight this in public? Sheer masochism is surely the only answer. But then Sen, the radio group, the sports broadcaster, it declared, hold my beer. It put them in the shade when they sacked our old mate Peter Layla for expressing sympathy with the thousands of people being genocided in Gaza. Yep, they sacked Peter for hurty feelings. It was reported that Sen had caved in to complaints by people that said that they had hurt feelings when they listened to Peter on the radio as a result of his tweeting activities. Now, we've known Peter for more than 20 years. The guy is a brilliant human being, terrific guy, great journalist, excellent writer, knows cricket like no one else, a champion. Utterly ridiculous from Sen. Absolutely scandalous. And it resulted in a backlash around the world, people that know Peter. And then in the hurty feelings department also this week, your humble essayist, yes, yours truly. We did a fundraise on Chuffed. We went with Chuffed rather than GoFundMe because Chuffed have no record of caving in and freezing donations like GoFundMe did to David McBride, the Afghan war crimes whistleblower. So we raised over 40 grand in a day. So thank you. We really appreciate this. It's going to keep us in business, basically, because we have no choice but to fight this lawsuit. We've been told to prepare a defence. We decided to shut it down at $40,000 or just a bit over within the day because we don't want to give people the wrong idea here. We've already been accused of grifting to stay alive in funding our defence. But the main reason really that we shut it down is that we can't imagine it'll proceed to court because we think the claim is ridiculous, but we may need to come back again if they continue to try to run us out of dough. So we decided to close it because the legal system has follows a similar model to the aged care system, where the business model principle is bleed them dry until they die. Although in case of lawyers, it's bleed them dry, but hopefully they won't die because then we can't invoice them for fees anymore. But it's still possible to invoice dead people. You can go after their estate, but it's harder. So we're humbled by the support. We really appreciate the community support here. And we're going to be coming out very soon with some more stuff, an announcement on the journalism side. If there's any corporate interest, by the way, we'd like to get back to journalism ourselves rather than running a business, but we can express that in the written memos that are coming. We still need to pay journos and editors and producers, the whole team, all the freelancers to keep this thing going, to keep it on the up. So please contribute to Stripe on Michael West Media or Patreon here at YouTube, depending on whether you prefer to read or to watch. Half people prefer to read, half prefer to watch. So that's why we focused on YouTube. It will be a very busy time for us over the next few weeks. So thank you. And without further ado, trumpets, drum roll, the honour, the prestigious honour of Scam of the Week goes to the member for Wentworth, Allegra Spender. It's her inaugural Scam of the Week. Her egging amendment bill 2025 goes down in history. And the mum of the egging terrorists, those boys, might have had her car smashed up by the lads, but she can surely find consolation that her lads have changed the laws of the Commonwealth with their egging. They have changed the course of history in Australia. Please like, share and comment in the section below, and thank you for your support once again.